This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The White House announced Wednesday the United States is sending more than $1.2 billion in military and humanitarian aid to Ukraine. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
In a statement, U.S. President Joe Biden said the package includes $1 billion in security assistance for Ukraine, including additional artillery and artillery ammunition, coastal defense weapons, and advanced rocket systems. It's the biggest single U.S. weapons package for Ukraine yet. In addition, Biden said the U.S. is sending Ukraine $225 million more in humanitarian aid for its people, including supplies to ensure safe drinking water, critical medical supplies and health care, food, shelter, and cash for families to purchase essential items. The aid announcement came as U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin met in Brussels with allied defense ministers from more than 45 countries that have been supplying armaments to Ukraine's forces. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
COVID-19 shots for infants, toddlers, and preschoolers in the U.S. have moved a step closer. An advisory panel for the Food and Drug Administration gave a thumbs up to vaccines for Moderna and Pfizer for children aged under five. They're the only age group not yet eligible for vaccination against the coronavirus, and many parents have been anxiously waiting to protect their little children. If the regulatory steps are all cleared, shots should be available next week. Dr. Peter Marks, FDA's vaccine chief, opened the meeting with data showing a quite troubling surge, he called it, in young children's hospitalizations during the Omicron, and noted 442 children under four died in the U.S. during the pandemic. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com.